Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Tensions in Lebanon spike after sabotage targets Hezbollah. And then, what are three challenges in planting churches among the deaf? Stay tuned because we'll give you some insight on that in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Lebanon.
There's a sense that war is at the gates.
Pierre Hosni of Horizons International summing up the events of the last 24 hours in Lebanon. In Hezbollah's biggest security breach in the war with Israel, Shin Bet hacked thousands of pagers. The resulting explosions late Tuesday injured over 2,700, critically wounded 200, and killed 8.
They use these pagers to communicate with one another, to meet together without being spied on. But they had been compromised.
Hosni confirms word that Israel will open the Lebanese front of the war, potentially escalating the conflict. The direct impact?
We have a church in entire Lebanon. Even though there's been all kinds of, shelling and missile attacks since October, we have continued to hold worship services, but that is all in doubt right now.
Prayer is the most effective critical response right now.
I would ask for boldness for the believers and then also for open hearts among the people. When humans lose hope in worldly things, that's when they turn to God. So we can pray that people would put more of their hope into Christ and that we would hear decades from now that the Lord used these events to bring many people into his kingdom.
Then, heavy rains and floodwaters have lashed India since late May, causing landslides and displacing thousands. Brian Dennett with AMG International says their longtime partners there expect water devastation during monsoon season, which usually runs June to September. But one field leader says this year has been much more.
To hear him say that this was shocking and severe and that they couldn't believe the damage was very troubling to us. Many have lost their homes, all of their belongings. And without the ability to move around, many have not been able to work now, so resources are very scarce.
The end of monsoon season may be in sight, but devastation and risk of waterborne illness are present realities.
That's why we are in urgent need of resources for clean drinking water, for food, for temporary shelter, and for the medications to treat all of those diseases. We have medical clinics there, so we are able to respond to that, but we are definitely lacking resources at the moment.
AMG seeks to raise $20,000 to show the love of God to flood survivors and consider what you can do. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
Our team has given us a very detailed plan on how they would like to go about reaching over 1,000 families in the coming days and weeks.
And what are the obstacles for gospel ministry to the deaf? Rob Myers with Door International shares three challenges that make deaf-led churches rare today.
Some of it has to do with the lens that we use to view the deaf community. Many times when we talk about deaf ministry, people put on the viewpoint of special needs ministry.
Instead, deaf communities should be viewed as minority languages, people groups with their own distinct cultures. A second challenge facing the deaf is often access to information.
If they don't have Bible translation in their particular sign language of that country, then many of the people in that church are going to be cut off, the ones particularly who don't have access to written language. In order for deaf churches to really grow and thrive, they need Bible translation.
Third, stigma surrounds deaf people even within the church.
It's only been within the past few years that we've really seen the church begin to embrace the idea of deaf people being able to be missionaries. Just that barrier of deafness being somehow preventative of people using the spiritual gifts God's given them.
Take some time today to learn for yourself about gospel ministry to the deaf. We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.